Today's show is brought to you by Bruce Fine Construction. If you can't find the house to buy, maybe it's time to build your house. Bruce built my home, and I know he can build your home too. Check him out today at brucefineconstruction.com or call at 570-362-1185. Today's episode is brought to you by Pillar to Post Home Inspectors. Don't buy a home without getting it inspected. You need to use a home inspector you can trust, and that's why I recommend Eric Rubin at Pillar to Post Home Inspectors. If you're buying a home, call the Rubin team today at 570-438-1010. This episode is brought to you today by Whitehall Mortgage. Where there's a will, there's a Whitehall. Buying a home starts by getting a pre-approval, and nobody does it better than Doug in Dallas. Call them today at 570-562-7505 or apply online at whitehallmortgagefinancial.com. Hi, everybody. Thanks for joining us today. I am Dave Weichach. I'm the host of the Real Estate Right Now podcast, and I think I've got a great one today. We're going to talk about what you can do to build your real estate business and to build your real estate brand. And one of the questions I get asked a lot when it comes to lead generation, because that's such a key component of building your business and building your brand, people will say, you know, should I be spending money on lead generation? And 100% the answer to that is yes. Now, the key is how much money, where do I spend the money, what's working and what doesn't work. Those are the keys, because spending money frivolously puts you out of business. Spending money precisely helps you grow your business, it helps you grow your brand, and it helps you find the success that you're looking for. So, what are some of the best ways to spend money when it comes to lead generation? Well, in today's world, number one, the first thing we have to start off with is online advertising. And that could be Google ads, Facebook ads, Instagram ads, email newsletters, web pages, and of course, my personal favorite, content creation. I can't tell you how much these things work. They are an imperative thing. You have to do this. If you're looking to build a business and you're looking to build your brand, you have to be online with your advertising and use it to the fullest potential of its power, right? So get it out there, find a platform that works for you, and then maximize that platform. And if I had to zero in on one of them, and they all work, to be clear, they all work, but I can't tell you how important it is to start creating content. Content creation is the future, and not only will it help you build your business, but that is the number one way to build your brand. Put it out there. The more places you are, the better. The more eyes you have on your product, your thoughts, your ideas, the better. Get used to content creation. Force yourself to do it if you have to. Eventually, you might even start to enjoy it. Now, number two, professional photography and videography are a must if you want to build a real estate brand and a real estate business. Sometimes I hear agents say, well, you know, Dave, it's not a real expensive house, so I don't think I want to spend money on a photographer, or, you know, I'm not going to make enough money for me to bring in a videographer. And I say all the time, it's not just the house you're selling when you take professional photography or when you have a videographer come in and do great work for you. It's for you. It shows your standards, right? And the truth of the matter is, if you have a client coming to you to sell their home, you should give them 100% effort and your absolute best product, regardless of the price. Everyone should get the same standard. And if you establish the fact that you're someone that can do that and has the willingness to do that, it will drive people to your business. Everybody gets professional photography. Everybody gets a great listing video. Those are the things that'll help you tremendously. And I can't say it enough, get active. Go to networking events. Be someone who sponsors community things like a Little League team or a neighborhood block party or a hole at the golf tournament, whatever it may be. Get involved in community sponsorships and things like that. There's so many people out there, so many organizations, great organizations, by the way, that need money. And if you can help, it shows that you're not just here to make money, you're here to be an active, positive influence in your local community. Go to industry conferences. This is a big one for me because it led to me opening up my own real estate school. It is something that I thought about for a long time, and I was at a real estate conference in our area, and I talked to someone who was there to promote their online platform for their school and their books and everything that they had. And it was from that conversation. Now, it took me a couple years after that to actually pull the trigger. I wish I did it sooner, like so many other things in real estate. But I'm glad I went there. I'm glad I met with that person. I always thought about doing a school. And if I didn't have the conversations that I had with that person at that conference, I may still not have done it. So go to industry conferences. It'll help you stay cutting edge, and it might give you some ideas that'll help you really thrive in your career. And of course, build your professional network, right? We are in the relationship business. Relationship, reputation, referrals. Those are the things that drive your business, especially in small town America. So build your professional relationships, help your friends will help you. That's where you should be spending money. Now, where don't you want to spend money if you're trying to build your business and build your brand? Well, the first thing I would say is generic print advertising. There's still people out there taking ads in the newspaper. I'm not 100% sure why. I just don't know how that possibly works. One, it's shocking to me how expensive newspaper advertising is. And other than an occasional parrot, who's reading the newspaper for their news anymore? It just doesn't make sense, right? I mean, it literally lines bird cages all across America. I think my kids think that's what the purpose of newspaper is. But people spend a ton of money there. I just don't think it works, right? Magazine articles and magazines that people never heard of or that they've never read. Direct mail. That's a tricky one. I actually think direct mail works, but it's really expensive, and you've got to commit to being dedicated to it where it's constant, and you really have to weigh out the return on the investment there, because it's not that it doesn't necessarily work. I just think your money could be spent in better places. So get away from generic print advertising. Those days are over. Overpriced real estate portals, right? That's another big one where you should avoid spending your money. Again, it does work. You will get leads. The vast majority of them are not very good leads. But if you filter through those, you will find business with those expensive real estate portals. So it's not that I don't think it works. It's just that I think there are other ways that are far more cost effective. So, you know, instead of giving money to a certain lead generation platform, you're better off running a Facebook ad or an Instagram ad that builds your personal brand, right? Because that's what we're talking about. We're not only trying to build your business, we're trying to build your brand. And it's impossible to build your brand if you're spending your advertising dollar with someone else's name attached to it. You got to get away from that. It just doesn't work. Another thing that you have to avoid, it's not necessarily, you know, spending money, but it's unfocused or inconsistent marketing. It doesn't work. Don't spread your marketing budget too thin. Instead of spending $100 on five different things, spend $500 on one thing that works. That's the way you really maximize your return. And I can't say it enough. Consistency is the key to success in this industry. It's why I tell anyone willing to listen, discipline is far more important than motivation. Motivation can only get you so far. You're not going to feel motivated every day. And even on the days that you're feeling more motivated than ever, that motivation starts to wane. It starts to pull back. But if you're disciplined to do the same things over and over again, if you're disciplined to keep plugging away day after day, you'll always win. All right. I heard something the other day. It said that there's 2 million podcasts on Apple Podcasts. And of those 2 million podcasts, 500,000 of them, 25%, have one episode. You can't, that's impossible. You're never going to win with that type of work ethic, with that type of discipline. It just doesn't work. You have to be in this thing for the long term. Stay committed, stay focused, and your marketing dollar starts to work. Your marketing efforts start to work. So if you want to be in this business, If you want to have success, if you want to build your business, these things will help you. And just as important as building your business, you're building your brand as well. Your brand is the one thing that you have to protect at all costs because it tells a lot about who you are and what you do and why people should want to hire you. That's all for today. Can't wait for our next episode. Thanks for joining us for today's episode, everybody. If you want to hear more content, follow us at Real Estate Right Now Pod on YouTube. Once you're there, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. And if you want to follow me directly, check me out. It's Dave Wychok at Facebook, LinkedIn, TikTok, Instagram, all the socials that you're already using.